Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Pay to Be You podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Halleck, and I'm so excited to have you here today. Today we're going to go through a lot around visibility, attracting your next level client, or I hate to say next level client, but just more aligned client, more aligned to obviously the growth that you have created, the match and the energy of what you really want to have in your life. So, and also really look at this new earth paradigm, this new earth visionary leader sequence that I go through with clients, and why this is so important for your own visibility. So before I dive into all of the magic, there's a lot happening behind the scenes. We have our Bali retreat coming up in 2 months, just over 2 months now, so 4th to 7th of June. There's a few spaces left, and it's really important to fill those spaces for a number of reasons. Of course, I want to impact more lives, make sure that there's 10 amazing women there that are literally shifting. But there's so much that comes with launching, selling, creating a new offer, putting yourself out there in a new way. I've launched Pay to Be You certification for a long time that sells relatively easily. I can get into the energy of it. One-to-one, obviously, I've done for 9 years now. But the retreat has really brought up a lot for me. And this may help you when you're attracting the clients that you really want and moving through certain things when you're launching, selling, being visible. And we have to remember that everything that is happening in your reality is on some level for your growth and evolution. Everything that is happening in your current reality is an unconscious or conscious manifestation of a part of you. The things that we don't like or we say we don't like on some level serve us in some way. And of course, when we're moving as super conscious creators, when we're recognizing that we are the power source, that we create our reality, we start to get more intentional about what is in our reality, what is in our physical reality, what are we manifesting, what do we want. And if you're feeling called to the retreat, just message me with retreat and I'll put the link as well below. So it's for 10 visionary leaders, New Earth visionary leaders, vision I keep getting, people coming, those 10 leaders coming from different parts of the world. And this incredible activation takes place in Bali, which is obviously, yeah, it's the island of the gods. It's a beautiful space. It's where I had my spiritual awakening. We lived for 3 years. So there's lots of magic there. A lot will awaken. And then, of course, when you go out into the world or go back into, you know, your parts of the world, because there's clients from all over, you do your work on healing and shifting the paradigm from your place. But of course, as you leave, you've got this connection of people. And I think this is one of the biggest things that, you know, people that really get you. One of the biggest things that I hear with my clients is this kind of sense that they feel misunderstood, whether that's friends, whether that's family, whether that's online. You see the world in a different way. You see it as limitless. You know that your heaven on earth is within you now. You understand that everything is in unlimited supply, money, clients, all of that. And it's obviously simply just the internal beliefs and unconscious aspects of self that are playing out that stop us from creating the reality that we know on a very deep level that we're meant to experience. So when I was going through the retreat and we've been selling it for a little while and the spaces, there was kind of a a big initial influx of people that came in. Most of the half of the spaces were filled. And then I kind of hit a wall because I was like, okay, well, the vision that I'm getting now is that there's two villas next to each other with a yoga shala in the middle, which is perfect for breath work, which is perfect for yoga, which is perfect for, you know, connection and ceremonies and all of that. And obviously discussion with your messaging, your mission, your purpose, and all of that magical work that we'll go through. And I actually burnt out, or I had my spiritual awakening after my last retreat in 2018, so 6 years ago. And this wasn't planned, but when I looked at the dates, I saw that it was 4th to 7th of June, and the last one I had was 8th till the 12th. And it's incredible. You know, like it's rewriting, and how I'm going back now is this evolved version of myself, or this aware, conscious version of myself, where 6 years ago I was at severe anxiety. I was taking on too much responsibility for clients, overworking, stressed out, busy, pushing, proving, needing to keep up online. And there was all of these things that were playing out that obviously led to, you know, the initial burnout, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. I did a huge leap in income, and I couldn't handle it. My system couldn't handle it. So I had to learn so much to be able to be here, to be able to go through this process. And I remember having this beautiful vision in Bali with a Balinese healer, traditional Balinese healer. And I saw everything. I saw the book. I saw a revolutionary offer, my signature pay to be you certification. I saw me traveling around the world and really impacting millions of people. I saw, yeah, the house that we're meant to live in, or we will live in. I think it's the next house that we'll be in. And I saw two golden retrievers. So it was this kind of vision that I saw. And of course, at the time, it was so disconnected from who I saw myself as. I just saw myself as somebody, yeah, I was great at what I did. People, clients got amazing transformations, but it was never a spiritual experience. It was never this full experience of consciousness and being on this planet. So of course I had my spiritual awakening. I burnt out, and I created these incredible shifts in my life, went to, you know, quantum healing, shamanic practices, breath work, all of that work to be able to, of course, work with clients on getting paid to be themselves, which works in a sequence, which I'll go through in a little bit as well. And just to start to kind of reflect on that and allowing yourself to move into this space of when we have this vision, whether it's a retreat, whether it's that vision that I saw, your next level is within you. So your next level of client is simply a mirror and reflection of who you're being. It's a match for who you're being. It's when your messaging will then also click and align when you see yourself as somebody that, for me, you know, New Earth visionary leaders, first I had to recognize I was a New Earth visionary leader. I had to understand, you know, I'd been getting guidance for a long time. You're a vessel for change. You're a messenger. You are a limitless being. There is no scarcity. What else was I receiving? You're here to awaken others to their truth. And I was receiving this guidance. And you're here to shift the paradigm, to provoke a new consciousness. I kept getting this guidance, but it didn't make any sense because my consciousness wasn't there. My awareness around what this actually meant, because I didn't, you know, I felt scarcity within myself. I felt fear within myself. And this is what we have to really start to embody, that, of course, the universe is abundant. You know, you can just look around at the leaves on the trees or the particles in sand in on the multiverses of beaches. And if you think about money, it's also an infinite supply. If you think about your energy and your ability to feel radiant and alive, is also infinite. Obviously, we need to rest and we need to sleep as the human self. But the soul self is really in that creative flow, that limitless flow, infinite ideas and infinite creativity. And of course, so much radiance, light, and joy that comes through it. So when we are moving towards or when we see that vision, and I don't even like to say towards because that kind of denotes that it's outside of us. It's not. It's within us. And of course, the only thing that is stopping us is these layers of conditioning, these beliefs, these outdated paradigms of who we have to be, should be, must be to stand out, whether that be online or whether that be in our personal life or, you know, if you're dating or something like that. You know, what it means to create wholeness and to understand that you already are whole, perfect, complete, and brilliant as you are. So yesterday, I don't typically cry on client calls, but I think it really just hit me yesterday is there was two clients and they were, you know, they were speaking about like hiding their truth and being afraid of speaking their truth and, you know, thinking that they wouldn't be able to make money. And I just hear this so often, you know, they won't actually be able to make money, which is obviously a survival, you know, it's linked to our survival, our fitting in, our primal needs and all of that sort of stuff that comes into this. It's attached to our throat, our speaking our truth. And the fear of it. So, you know, visibility, you know, it's one thing showing up and it's one thing, you know, sharing your message and it's one thing, you know, sharing some memes. It's also another thing, you know, I've got seven and eight figure clients that also hide their truth. I had that experience where I was sharing a lot online. I'd built a multiple six figure business at the time. And I remember my Facebook ads stopped and, you know, there was, yeah, Facebook Lives had just started coming out, stories. I've been online for a long time. Before that, we had Periscope and that didn't last long. And before that, we didn't have video. We weren't on video. We weren't required to do that. And Facebook ads were dirt cheap. So you could put something up, you could put anything up, and you would get loads of leads. And of course, you know, a lot of people left the industry at that time. But this wasn't just something that I did. This was my soul's work. This was what I came here for. So I had to lean into visibility. And the first thing that I truly believed that when people saw me, they would leave me, that nobody would love me, everybody would hate me, and my business would basically implode. And of course, I had to face that, and I had to face that real belief, that fear. And I had to do it anyway. I had to, you know, it was the fear of my business not continuing was greater. And of course, you know, I think when we are faced with that realness of like, we have to do it, we will choose either to not do it and we'll choose the fears or we'll choose to lean into it. And of course, you know, it's important to look at the root cause. It's important to understand. But also understanding that the truth can never be that people will leave you. The truth can and only will be that when people see you for who you are, and this is the deepest belief that I have, yes, some people will hate me, some people will not get me, and I'm not for everybody. That's a really important thing that I'm probably targeting maybe 5% of the population that is actually conscious, that understands or at least has a glimmer. You know, there's levels of it, like full embodiment of limitless wealth, that we are limitless. And there's obviously people that understand it at a conscious level, intellectual level, but haven't embodied it. And I typically get clients on all levels that they know that they're limitless. They know that this is easier than it's than most make it out to be, that we are creating a lot more harder work for, obviously doing the work is important, being a creator is important. But when we're selling something or creating something and we're just like doing, we're not really expanding our capacity to take on more in a way that is actually in service to us. So now I fundamentally know and trust that when people see me, when people hear my truth, the right soul clients come into my world. And how this works, I mean, it works on a neuroscience perspective. It works on, of course, a soul perspective. It's what you're here for. It works on a creativity or radiance perspective. You feel turned on. You feel excited when you're actually sharing the message that is coming through you, the message that is true for you. And of course, your soul clients are already in the vortex. They're already in this energetic field. We've got soul agreements, soul contracts with them. And all timelines, all versions of you exist. So when we're looking at getting into the vortex, being a match for those soul clients that are already in your field, in your energetic field, well, what are the thoughts? What are the feelings? What are the aligned actions that you would take if it was, if you're literally collapsing timelines and closing that gap? And it's so important to understand that we can dissolve those blocks. Yes, there's the witch wound. There's going to be the high priestess wound. There's going to be the, you know, the psychic, huge psychic wounds in our lineages, in all of our lineages. All of these things, whether we were directly influenced through our ancestry or we were directly influenced by past lives, there has been suppression of females and the female voice for as long, you know, for centuries. And there's so much conditioning around that in terms of, yes, attracting your partner and attracting love and attracting clients and probably what you believe about attracting partners, that I, you know, that I have to be some other way, that I won't be accepted for who I am, will of course play out online. So this is a lot of work that I do with clients around visibility, around wealth, because from a neuroscience perspective, of course, you're in alignment, you're in resonance. And when you're in resonance with your authentic self, what happens is we feel amazing. The subconscious and the nervous system and the ego isn't trying to find ways that we can sabotage. It's like having a party. But it takes obviously understanding in the initial level of why we aren't speaking our truth, why we are hiding, why we are actually not doing the things that we want. And then of course, like, what are you speaking about? Why is this so important? And this is huge work when I go through the New Earth Visionary Leader Sequence, something we'll do in the retreat, it's something I do in Paid to Be You certification, like making your mission bigger. So, of course, also after I burnt out, after I had my awakening, after I had this experience of course, going through, you know, doing the inner, very deep inner shadow work, shadow integration work and quantum healing and Reiki and all of that sort of stuff, obviously, while still running the business and expanding my income, expanding my impact, which is always an important part. And that was something at my lowest moments, my darkest moments, I made that vow, like if I healed, if I shifted, I would devote and commit the rest of my life to helping others awaken to their authentic truth, to be visible, to share their truth, to do the thing, and to give back freely to causes that are close to our hearts and something that we've been doing for a long time now, being able to, yes, give back and awaken others to their truth. So what is my mission? What is your mission? What do you know you're here for? You know, some of my clients have gone through huge health issues. And then when they started to do their soul purpose and soul work, those health issues started to dissipate, to move, to go away. When you're speaking your truth, when you're in your mission, when you're in your purpose, when you can see that all of the trauma, everything that you've gone through is, you know, it can suck. It can be really hard, but it has happened for the work that you're here for the work that you're meant for. It's obviously with Paid to Be You, there's so many elements of Paid to Be You. It's awakening to your truth. It's speaking your truth. It's sharing your message. It's claiming infinite wealth. And those were all huge, huge things that I went through. To speak my truth was literally, you know, like I had to get to the point where I was suicidal, about to kill myself, and having this like huge experience before I was like, okay, I fucking surrender. I'm doing this. And it was a choice. It was a decision, because if I kept hiding, if I kept not fulfilling my truth and purpose on this planet, I would just be a shell. I would not be alive. I would not feel whole. So what is your mission? What have you gone through? What are the hardest things that you've experienced in your life that you've overcome, or at least, you know, can be a pattern or something that comes up often in your life that you're constantly working on? Money was always a huge thing for me. You know, growing up, it was like scarcity after scarcity after scarcity. It, you know, at times not knowing if we would have food on the table. Parents arguing all the time. And then what you start to get is that programming that scarcity must be around money. There must be scarcity. And to program that, to shift that in years of years and years of looking at my bank account and freaking out. Doesn't matter if it was, you know, six figures in there or whatever, 60 pounds. It was the same. It was just panic. There was never enough. I was never enough. There was never going to be enough because of the programming. And when I started to shift that, when I started to recognize and understand that it's not outside of me, it's actually, it's me. It's the impact that I have and the feelings and sensations that I have in my body. And when I shift those, when I clear the scarcity and the programs within myself, then automatically, you know, money is an infinite supply. It's an unlimited supply. It's always showing up. It's always flowing into my life. Like, that's just my natural state of being. Money just flows as is. And of course, you know, we take it a next level. I mean, we don't need to do our soul's work for money to flow infinitely. There's a lot of wealthy people that aren't doing their soul's work, but probably not feeling completely aligned. And when you get that soul alignment with that understanding of actually how money work, and of course, there's a lot of people that work really hard, and they work harder and harder and harder and never have time off with their kids, never are present. Maybe they're not even working. They're just in their heads all the time. That was certainly me. When you can be present with your life, when you can be in the now, and when you're present and in the now, you understand that there is nothing outside of you that is your safety, that you source that sacred internal safety. So what is your mission? What do you know that you're here for? What is the vision that you keep seeing? What is the message that you keep hearing? So for me, it's like, yeah, that vessel message of a change, that, you know, like that vision that I have. And this might be different for other people. For people that aren't conscious, they may not have any awareness of something deeper and more purposeful in their life. They may not even know that their life is purposeful. It is that they're a miracle. They're just working to make money. And that's, of course, where this new paradigm shift starts to take place, is when, you know, I start to embody that fully, embody it, not just speak about it, embody it in my life of limitless wealth. And then I get to, we are here to experience this beauty, this luxury. Yes, as part of the experience, the earthly plane is so freaking magical in terms of opulence and overflow. And I always joke with Sean, like, he loves whiskey, and he loves like expensive, obviously not super expensive, but expensive whiskey. I love designer bags. I love beautifully crafted outfits. And those are soul desires, going to incredible resorts, flying business class. Like, those are the things that you know, my soul is meant to experience. My soul loves to experience in this lifetime. And that is important as part of this experience, to show others that it's available. We are limitless beings. And of course, that we came here with a reason, a purpose, and a soul mission, whatever that is. It doesn't have to, you know, it doesn't have to be a business. And of course, for my clients, it is a business. It is something that you feel drawn to share with others, to create a ripple effect of change in the world. So really calling that in and allowing it, like, what is your mission? What is your vision? What is your purpose? And who are the soul clients that you know you're meant to work with? And this is not like your ideal client avatar, this like basic, I was going to say basic bitch stuff, but, you know, this like, you know, basic level. It's like, who am I meant to? And of course, by now, you've done a lot of personal work. You've probably worked with clients. So when you're in this space, is like, well, what have I really loved doing? What work have I really loved doing? And for me, it's clients that have a mission. They have a purpose. They have something bigger. They have a drive. They've gone through a lot in their life. And they're like, Vanessa, I have to do this. I have to share this. It's not just like, oh, nice to think about thing. It's like, no, I'm doing it. And this is important. This is my mission. This is my vision. This is my purpose. And of course, they've gone through the pushing, proving, hustling. That's very much my story. They've had a soul awakening. So really understanding your soul clients at a much deeper level. But they're really ambitious. They also want to experience the fullness, the luxury of this life, while they, of course, create this ripple effect of change. And of course, we can't live our most opulent, luxury, incredible life and speak about these things if we're living in scarcity, or we're living in fear, or we're living in survival. We have to come out of that, and that's a big thing for the retreat, is clearing and shifting those parts that may still be there. So when we are fully in our heaven on earth life now, which is within us, heaven on earth is within us. It's a blissful experience. Yes, there's a lot of shit. There's a lot of atrocities. There's a lot of, but the only way that we're going to wake up is if when I wake up and I share this with you, and you know, if it's calling you, obviously in your way, to shift the next person, and we create this ripple effect of change. So the New Earth Visionary Leader sequence is, what is your mission? What is your vision? What is your purpose? Understanding that that version and timeline already exists of you. So it already exists. There's nothing that you have to, nowhere you have to go. We often base what we're capable on the physical reality, and the physical reality is only a manifestation, only a reflection of who you're being up until this point. Your thoughts, your beliefs, your feelings, your aligned actions that you've taken up until this very moment. And that's now in the past. You can collapse timelines, and you can be that highest timeline version of you by shifting into, well, what would you be thinking, feeling, and the aligned actions that you were taking if you were the New Earth Visionary Leader that was shifting the paradigm? If you were creating huge ripples of change in the world. The other night I had this dream of like ending world poverty, ending. And it's not something that's impossible. We can do it together. World poverty, world scarcity, we can do that together. When we start to share of actually how money works, actually it's not something to be feared. Actually, it's something that we can create, and we can choose, and we can manifest super easily. And yes, we can do the work that we're guided to do, taking, slow down, receive guidance from that highest timeline and truth, take the aligned action where it becomes this divine flow. So really recoding to that highest timeline, which is a moment to moment to moment to moment, curious observation and awareness. Remember, all we have is the eternal now. There is no past, there is no future, there's only the now. Anything that ever happens is only ever in the now. So we can shift and we can heal and we can choose and we can decide and we can claim and we can make the instant shift right in this now moment. There's nothing that is, there's no gaps. And in that moment, that decision, have you ever had that where you make a decision and timelines collapse? What do you want? What do you want to claim? What do you want to choose today? And when we get that, when we recode to the highest timeline, when we understand that that highest timeline is not bigger or smaller, it's simply a soul timeline that it's the highest timeline of the impact and income and soul lessons and soul guidance that we're here to actually experience in this lifetime. And all of us are going to have a different highest timeline. All of us are going to have a different vision for our lives. And then, of course, part of the newest visionary leader sequence is getting this all in alignment. Who is my soul client? Who am I really here to work with? What is that signature revolutionary offer that I'm creating? Who is, you know, what is that message? How do I articulate that message? What are the gifts that I'm not sharing? Because obviously the things that are your most magnetic content and your revolutionary offer is often in the things that you're not sharing, the things that you're either too ashamed to share, you're hiding, distracted in trauma, or it's just super easy. And then, of course, articulating those gifts, because they are so easy to you, in a way that makes sense, that is compelling, that actually makes sense in the physical reality, and understanding at a depth level, you know, what is the communication with your client, like that your clients resonate with, you know, what would you resonate with? And that's a really important thing. And then obviously there is the intersection. I remember a client coming to me and she's like, Vanessa, I know I'm going to have a 40K launch and I know it's just going to be using stories and connecting with my audience. And she was like, but is that too easy? Is that too little? And I was like, well, what is your higher self? What is the super conscious guidance? She's like, this is what I'm meant to do. And she went on to have a 40K launch and more. Super simple. It was just so, like, it's just so divine to witness. So it's not about doing more, but it was like, that was the guidance. And when you can back it by belief, and of course, she had to show up, she had to really lean into, you know, parts of herself that she was hiding. And it just became really magical. So another part of this is, of course, your visibility, which is such an important part that runs through everything. And your identity of how you see yourself, how you see yourself in the world. And of course, what transcends all of this is your super consciousness. It goes beyond identity. It goes beyond vision. It goes beyond mission. It goes into like the soul of what you know you're here for, and the things that you desire and the things that you see in your vision are the things that are essentially meant for you. What you seek is seeking you. What you desire desires you back. What you desire is meant for you. And those are the things that when we claim, when we decide, when we choose those things, we start to shift in this deep, profound level. So then, of course, you get into this like supercharging results of clients, because you've got your mission, you've got your vision, you know who you're working with, and you can really start to expand into, you know, calling in, you know, the mirror and match, or not calling in, it's allowing, it's being a match for the clients that you really want to work with. And of course, a lot of clients, you know, will come to me and they're like, well, I want to work with six-figure clients and I want to do energetics work with them, but I haven't hit six figures or I haven't hit seven figures. And you don't necessarily have hit six, seven figures to be able to do the energetics work with a seven-figure client. They might be in there hustling, or they may be overworking, or they may not be attracting love, or whatever it is. And there's definitely areas. So this is where that old paradigm of hierarchy based on what you make or what you have, and people feeling like less than, or not seeing yourself as successful, worthy, more than enough, because that's too big for your bridges, that's too braggy. And when you really settle into that, when you settle into, I am worthy, I'm successful, I'm incredible, I'm magnificent, Now there's nothing else I have to do. There's nothing else I have to do, be, whatever. And I'm grateful. I'm happy. I'm so in love with my life. And that's when the timelines collapse. And then, of course, that's the part where, you know, needy is creepy. When we're needing this thing to feel this thing, or we have to get this outcome to get this thing and to feel this thing. And it's like, no, that's where that presence, that moment of now, if there was nothing you were chasing, nothing you were needing, well, you wouldn't be in lack. You wouldn't be in scarcity, because needing something keeps you in a vibration and frequency of lack. I need that house to look this certain way. I need this 100K month to look this way. And yeah, you could have that 100K, but how's it going to feel? Are you going to hold on to it? Are you going to expand it? Are you going to be able to do that next month? And that's really what is important to me. When you're doing things from a space of pushing, proving, having to get somewhere, needing a certain amount to validate your ego, your worthiness, it's going to be a fucking shit show. I mean, I've experienced it. I've been there. I've seen hundreds of clients that come to me making 6, 7, sometimes 8 figures, and they have nothing to show for it in their bank accounts. Yes, maybe they've had great holidays and they've bought some clothes and they've done that sort of stuff, but it doesn't feel fulfilling. It doesn't feel nourishing and nurturing. So how do we create that? We understand that all timelines are all versions of you exist. Time is not happening linearly like we are led to believe, obviously, in the physical, which is important. We need clock time or Cronus time. But obviously, we actually understand that the version that we see in our vision, it's already there. We cannot have in our consciousness, our mind doesn't have the ability to see it if it's not already available to us. So if the vision is done, we have then the guidance there already. We just need to tune into that vision and that guidance. And if you already have the vision, you already have the guidance, and you can take the aligned action because you are somebody that takes action. You're somebody that is able to do that. Then the timelines collapse. And when you stop needing something, you're simply living your life in the bliss and the joy of this experience while moving towards that vision that you see that feels so, so soul aligned. It's a towards vision. For me, I can't not do this podcast. I can't not sell the retreat. I can't not create my paid to be you certification because it's just so freaking magical. This is my soul's purpose. This is what I'm here for. I get to do this. I get to create this. And yes, I get to live the most incredible experience, travel. I have the most amazing partner. I'm fit, I'm healthy, not a health issue in sight. I feel radiant, money flows all the time. I literally love my clients. They're so incredible. And yes, you get to not have one shoe falling, one thing having to happen. And I spend a lot of time with expansion. You know, the moment you feel a bit of joy, you start to think that something bad is going to happen because it's so unfamiliar. And then you go back to trying to finding this chaos because it's so familiar, and the body and the brain just seeks out more chaos, more things to detract you from your truth. And there is a point when your trauma is just not running, your outdated beliefs are no longer running, and that is new paradigm. When expansion is simply your natural state, you're just expanding as you breathe. Money is flowing in as you breathe. There is no self-sabotage. There isn't any wobbles. There isn't any sickness, up-level sickness. Those things aren't required. Those aren't a requirement of this experience. Yes, you may have had it in the past. Yes, you may have used it as a coping mechanism and protection mechanism in the past. Yes, unconsciously, it may have served you on some level or on many levels. But I've had all of those things, but there is a point in your life where, yes, you get to do the thing and you get to experience the thing. And you just get to feel, yes, amazing. It doesn't mean that I don't have sadness. It doesn't mean that I don't have days where I don't feel like working. But that's, you know, that's an outdated paradigm that productivity or achievement equals love. No, if I don't feel like working and I genuinely want to rest, then I am loved unconditionally as I am. And that's a huge thing of the productivity wound. It's a huge thing of why a lot of people hit six, seven figures. It's all trauma-based response to expansion. It's all they had to, or they thought that achievement was love, how they received love. And it's absolute bullshit. I achieve as I breathe. I achieve because that's what I'm here for. It's so easy and natural and normal for me to do that. I have this beautiful, enormous vision and mission, and it's done. And I just move towards it, and I absolutely love it. So that's the newest visionary leader sequence. There's a whole lot of stuff about visibility. There's a whole lot there around attracting next level client, because of course your next level client is just a match of you. So when you get this sequence in order, as you're moving, as you're actually claiming who you're here to work with, as you're working with your body and your mind, I use rapid energetic recoding, I use breathwork, I use whole brain with clients, and some activations and hypnosis. But most importantly, can you sit with that emotion? Can you sit with that fear for 90 seconds and let it dissolve without trying to fix it, without trying to go something and search for something to do it? If you can sit for 90 seconds with that thing that rises in the moment, then you are free. When you are no longer at the mercy of your thoughts, when a thought comes up that you don't align with, you get to choose again. You get to say, is this thought real? Is this true? Is this a conditioned thought? What is actually really true for me? So if you are desiring to really fully embody your limitlessness, embody your heaven on earth life now, you know, hell, purgatory, living that frequency is like, you know, say it's Groundhog Day. Every single day you're waking up, where's the client's going to come from? I need to do more, whatever it is. I need to launch the next program, and there's just no joy. And yes, you can make money, you can do the things, all of that stuff. It's not a requirement. Joy is not a requirement for money. Being high vibe is not a requirement for making money. Money can be created in a lot of different ways, but of course you want alignment, you want joy, and you want wealth to just be part of that experience, that it's like, of course, if the money, the clients, the opportunities were taken care of, like, what would you focus on? What would you move? How would you create? If you are the full embodiment of that, and you are attracting soul clients with total ease, what would that look like? So if it's calling you, the retreat, I'm actually, my deadline, my goal is the 3rd of April to close off for enrollment for the retreat. It is 4th to 7th June. We're going to go through the full New Earth Visionary Leader sequence, but of course, beautiful community of women, a mastermind of women. Lots of fun, lots of joy, lots of play, lots of walks and seeing Bali as well. So if it's calling you, message me with retreat on Instagram or on my Facebook page, whichever feels best. And I've also put the link below for the retreat. If you want to just experience some of my Quantum Up Level Lady Millions work, then grab the Quantum Up Level free experience and make sure to get my book. It's currently free, just to allow you to, yeah, up level, shift. I live this beautiful life, and I'm here to share it with you. Here to support you with shifting into your highest timeline and experience, and to really start enjoying your life. Because when we do, when we live now, we create a ripple effect of change. When we choose and know that we're worthy and infinite and limitless and our highest potential is within us now, we get to create a ripple effect of change. It's not about fixing others. It's not about trying to transform others. Everybody has that seed of consciousness within them. It's, can you hold the mirror in the light for them to shift into their highest timeline and frequency? Can you hold them to their highest timeline? Can you know that that exists in this very moment? So that is another episode of Pay to Be Podcast. Thank you for being here. Make sure to follow me on Instagram. Join my Visionary Entrepreneur Society group and come and join us at the retreat. Sending you so much love. Bye for now.